This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Christian leaders from around the world mourned after news broke on Saturday, July 11th, that international evangelist Morris Cerullo had died following hospitalization due to pneumonia. Find out more after this break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
Worldwide evangelist and spiritual warrior Morris Cerullo died July 11th of natural causes after hospitalization due to pneumonia, according to a ministry spokesperson. He was 88 years old. Cerullo ministered in 150 nations in over 400 cities on six continents, where he has personally trained 5 million Christian leaders and ministered to millions more, according to his ministry website. He dedicated his life to helping hurting people and traveled more than 250,000 miles every year to minister healing and salvation to the world, even into his old age. On Thursday, Cerullo's ministry posted to Facebook that he was being treated for pneumonia in the hospital. Greg Morrow, Vice President of Morris Cerullo Ministries, and Mark Mason, Vice President of International Ministries, also led a live prayer session Friday for Cerullo from the International Legacy Center. On Saturday morning, the official Morris Cerullo Facebook cover photo was changed to a graphic reading Morris Cerullo, 1931 to 2020, featuring a quote from the evangelist, saying, "The cry of my heart and the driving force of my life and ministry has been, God, give me the ability to take the anointing you have placed on my life and transfer it to others." In an official statement, Morris Cerullo World Evangelism wrote Saturday afternoon, "Few people have put as much effort over such a long time period into helping those in need as Dr. Cerullo. The fruit of his efforts has circulated the globe and will forever be cherished by the millions of lives he has touched. Morris was a compassionate, loving, caring man of God. Only heaven will be able to measure the impact of the life of Morris Cerullo and the lives of untold millions around the world." Cerullo's life and legacy were eulogized by many Christian leaders on social media, including evangelist Donna Shambach, daughter of the renowned worldwide evangelist R.W. Shambach and head of the Shambach Foundation, who wrote, "One of my father's lifelong friends passed away last night. Dr. Morris Cerullo's statesmanlike role in missionary evangelism and leadership training will leave a huge vacuum. May God raise up his sons and daughters to continue in his example." Cerullo is survived by his wife, Teresa, his son and daughter, 7 grandchildren, and 9 great-grandchildren. Pray for them as they grieve his death, and praise God for Cerullo's life and legacy. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.